An emergency update here on the evening of September 9th. Fake President Biden has just announced mandatory vaccines for all federal workers. So anybody on the federal payroll, you have been now condemned to die via bioweapons injections. There are no longer any exceptions. You can't just be tested every week. There's no religious exemptions anymore, nothing. If you work for the federal government, you've been put on the extermination list. And you might wonder, why would the puppet head of the government, why would he want to mass murder all the federal employees? The answer is very simple, folks. As Janet Yellen said, the United States government ceases to function financially on October 15th, unless there's some kind of additional intervention to raise the debt ceiling and allow another phase of massive money printing. And maybe they'll do that. But the financial end of America is very near. And I think what has become obvious to Biden's handlers, who are all anti-America, they can't wait to take the country down, is that when the financial system collapses, they obviously can't pay federal employees. They will not be able to pay pensions or healthcare benefits or even just salaries. They can't pay anybody. So now they're trying to kill as many of them as possible so that they don't have this backlash against workers, you know, federal workers, who are denied payments. And by the way, this is the end of the United States government. It's coming. It is now imminent. The debt cannot go on forever. The vaccines are designed to kill. The corruption is being exposed, the rigged elections, the backlash is gaining steam against the rigging every single day. The truth is coming out about the rigged election. Arizona, Georgia, and other states are also in the works as well. This fake regime is going down, but for those of you who believe that Trump is going to be reinstated as president, I've got a couple of comments. Number one, the rumor is that Trump won't do that until the financial collapse takes place because he doesn't want to come in and then have the collapse happen, of course, under his watch. He wants to be able to blame Biden for that collapse, even though, frankly, this is the result of things that started with Richard Nixon in 1971 and all the debt spending that has continued through all the presidents since then. This is 50 years in the making, so it's actually not entirely Biden's fault. But secondly, if Trump were to theoretically come back into power, what would he be in charge of? A collapsed, defunct former government with no ability to meet payroll? Need I remind you, this is how the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991. They could no longer meet their financial obligations. At first, well, over a period of about 3 days, the Soviet Union debt instruments collapsed, followed by the collapse of the Soviet government itself. Something very similar is going to happen in America, and the next timetable for that to potentially happen is mid-October. Now, again, maybe they can delay it a little longer. Maybe they can delay it a few more years, but I doubt it. It's hard to predict the timing on these things, of course, so we have to be ready for this to happen at any time. Maybe it's November. Maybe it's next year. But I was interviewing Steve Quayle earlier today. I asked him this very question. Do you think we make it to the 2022 midterms? And he said, no. No, America doesn't make it to that. We don't even have the midterms. You know, not on a national basis, not for federal elections. It doesn't happen because the country is gone before that time. So make your own judgment about where you think all of this is going, but it's clear that the vaccines are being pushed as an extermination weapon to take out people in this last chapter because, frankly, the globalists, the powers that be, they don't want to deal with masses of awakened people who realize that everything they ever worked for has been stolen from them through central bank money printing policies, corrupt government, rigged elections, fake medicine, fake science, fake news, rigged education, all of that. It's all coming out, folks. The awakening is almost here. Even the masses will be awakened at a degree that you've never seen before, and they're going to be angry. And it's starting. You know, you see the chants at the football games, the college football, you know, F Joe Biden, F Joe Biden. Even America's youth is now realizing how bad the situation is. And they've only really barely begun to figure this out. Wait till the full realization kicks in, the full scale reckoning. Oh, man. And by the way, there's going to be a mad scramble then for stockpiling everything, food, medicine, ammunition, firearms, communications gear. I mean, even toilet paper and clothing and basic supplies. Massive stockpiling effort will be underway. And nearly everything is going to become unobtainium. As Cliff High says, unobtainium means you can't get it at any price. How are you going to get a new vehicle, a pair of night vision goggles? How are you going to get a thermal scope? You know, how are you going to get ammo? For quite a while, it's going to be unobtainium, because part of this mass extermination agenda is the total collapse of supply lines, the collapse of the food supply, the collapse of manufacturing, the collapse of transportation, the collapse of international shipping. Not going to be able to function for much longer. This is coming. People, you better get prepared. For many years, I mean, I've been warning about the possibility of a financial collapse since about 2007, 2008, with the subprime mortgage collapse. I knew that this entire debt-based financial system was on its last legs. But as I repeatedly said, I don't know when it's going to happen. Now, more than ever, I feel like the financial collapse is imminent. Still don't know exactly when, but it feels very, very close at this point. And so we've talked about this all along, you know, get into gold and silver and land and firearms and ammunition and gear and, you know, housing and whatever can hold value. Because you see, food inflation is now 40% a year. Those are official figures. In reality, it's a lot more than that. Look at the price of gasoline, the price of lumber, the price of housing, the price of used cars. Inflation is off the charts. We've entered the hyperinflation chapter, which is the last chapter of the American empire. The country that you grew up in, if you're an American, it won't be here much longer, folks. It won't be here. They can't save it. They're not even trying to. In fact, they're trying to accelerate the destruction of it. So if Trump comes back into power, it's not going to be ruling America. It's going to be something entirely different. I don't know, maybe some smaller regional government unit or something that rises out of the ashes of America burning to the ground. I'm not sure what that's going to look like, but when the financial collapse is here, America ceases to exist. And also, by the way, the silver lining is that they won't be able to print money and bribe everybody to do everything. The CDC won't have a budget for COVID propaganda. And the Biden regime won't be able to hand out billions of dollars to the banksters and favored corporations that have kickbacks in terms of campaign contributions. You know, taking away the money printing capability is actually a very positive thing. Sadly, it involves the process of collapse for that capability to be revoked. But this is the process to get to the restoration of America, freedom, liberty, you know, honest money, all of these things. This is the process. The collapse has to happen first. And it is happening, and it is real. And anybody who's in denial about this is going to be probably left on the side of the road dead. So it's time, you better get real. Well, I'm sure you are listening to this, but everybody out there who has been denying all this, they better get real. Because it's a very short time period that's remaining. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Check out my show on brighteon.tv. And for preparedness, supplies in the realm of food and superfoods and personal care products that are all lab tested, check out healthrangerstore.com.